Let's just check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. A couple of the news headlines to review. Something about a fee for those heading to Mexico. What's that about?
Right. So there is a new fee, and the people that are heading to Mexico need to be aware of a couple of relatively recent tourism updates. First and foremost, you do need to heed the Canadian government's travel advisory for the country. And whether you choose a Mexico all-inclusive stay or a self-guided adventure, you will have to pay a new fee as part of your stay. Visa tax is described as the payment of contributions from foreign tourists to Quintana Roo State. Now, you can view their portal online and complete the process before you visit Mexico or just before your departure out of the country. You can also pay in person at the airport, but this can get a little chaotic at times. It's best to pay in advance. Also, if you try to pay online at the airport, be forewarned that the airport's internet is very hit and miss.
Well, just another fee, I guess. And speaking of, well, more money, more things, this is in the U.S., the Consumer Price Index, but it still has ties probably here to Canada about the prices and travel and everything you have to pay for, right?
That's right. So that index shows that prices rose slightly in August. There were, however, several positive price changes for travel-related industry this month, including airfares being down almost 9%, rental car prices being down 4.6%, and hotel room rates being down about 2% or 2.3%. Earlier this month, the CPI found that car rental rates jumped from like 48% from July 2019 to July 2022, which is much higher than the 7% hotel price increase over the same period and the 16% airfare cost increase. So you can see how prices have just risen so much over since the pandemic started. And, right now we just have to consider that you may be better off booking your travel earlier or sooner than later because you don't know what's going to happen down the road.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like an expanding balloon, right? It's just expanded so much and now it's slowly kind of letting the air out. So even though prices have gone down, they went up so much before.
Right.
Am I hearing that correctly?
That's right. That's exactly what's going on right now.
Either way, shop around and, like you say, book ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's have your travel tip of the week now.
So many international travelers carry medicine with them to treat their health issues. However, keep in mind, each destination country has its own laws related to medicines. Medicines that are commonly prescribed or available over the counter in North America might be unlicensed or considered controlled substances in other countries. While rules may vary by country, there are serious consequences if you violate the laws at your destination. And these consequences may include authorities taking away your medicine, penalties including jail, or prison time. Now, before you go, check your destination's embassy and embassies of the countries that you have layovers in to make sure your medicines are permitted. And make an appointment with your health care provider or a travel health specialist at least 1 month before you leave. And they can help you get destination-specific vaccine, medicines, and information. And then prepare a travel health kit with items you may need, especially those items that may be difficult to find at your destination. And always pack medications in your carry-on in case your luggage is lost or delayed.
Good advice, yeah, stuff that I never even thought of. But yeah, if you're relying on some medications, good to know. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always good to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.